You definitely want to have a hard deadline. Deadlines work. People thrive in this format of scarcity, knowing that if they don't get in now, that they're going to miss out.
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode 141. Hey there, my friends. It's Tracy Matthews here of Flourish and Thrive Academy, and it's my pleasure to be back on the show again today. I love doing this podcast, and it feels like I haven't recorded an episode in a very long time, but the truth of the matter is it hasn't been that long, but I've just been gone, and that's why. So I just got back from the Traffic and Conversion Conference in San Diego. It was my first time going to that conference. I follow a lot of the people who were speaking at the conference, and I have some things to share. So when I go to conferences, you know, I really love to learn a lot of stuff. But the funny thing about this conference is that people actually go to meet with people and hang out. So I only went to a couple of the talks, but I was very selective about the types of talks that I actually went to for a very specific purpose. I wanted to make sure that they were things that I could bring back to our audience or use in directly, immediately, right now in the Flourish and Thrive business. So I stalked one of, I didn't really stalk him, but I love Ezra Firestone. And so I went to a couple of his talks over the time. In fact, I even got locked out of one because it was so full. He's so popular, which is awesome. He's just super smart. Anyway, he used some of these great strategies that I'm going to share for you today for his company, Boom, which is a cosmetic line or a skincare line for a little bit older women. So like people in their, I'm saying a little bit older, they're actually like around my age, probably like 40 and up, let's just say, more mature women, not necessarily for millennials. Anyway, today I'm going to share with you some of the things that I learned at the conference, but they're really unique things that we don't really think about that are going to help us all improve our email conversions, especially for product-based businesses. So let's dive into the 5 tweaks that you can make to your emails to improve conversions. Thank you, Ezra, for sharing this information. Some of the stuff, or all of it actually, is super genius. And actually, I'm going to probably share with you more than 5 tweaks. I pulled out some of the ones or the things I thought were the most important, but I know I'm going to remember some other things that I learned in that talk that I'm just going to be throwing in there as well, which will be super duper fun, right? I'm super excited about this. Today's podcast is sponsored by Wedify, and I'm really excited to share Wedify with you today. You've probably heard me on previous episodes, and if you came to our live event last year, you've heard me talking about Wedify, and Jake from Wedify was actually at our live event last year, which is awesome. Jake's the CEO of Wedify. So I was having a conversation with Jake the other day, and he told me that they had just released a Shopify app, or that they're releasing one, excuse me, in a couple of weeks. So I'm thrilled to share this app with you because it's really, really interesting, especially for those of you who are using Shopify, which is a great platform. Anyway, for those of you who've tried the Wedify app on Etsy, it's a little bit different. They're going to be bringing A/B split testing for photography onto Shopify, but ultimately they're starting with pricing. So this is interesting. You know, obviously we share with you our pricing formulas. If you've taken our Laying the Foundation course or any of our, if you're in our Dive In Insiders and you have access to the pricing formulas that we give you guys there, you kind of know like how we suggest to price jewelry. And we definitely want to make sure that you keep it in a standard range, you know, that we recommend. But, you know, sometimes what's interesting is designers have found when they actually raise their prices, they get more sales. And I've heard designers sharing stories of how raising their prices actually increased their sales all the time. So this is a really cool app. It's the Wedify app for Shopify is going to allow you to split test different prices. So you no longer have to guess which products are priced too low or high or ever worry about it, which is pretty cool. So changing prices also as market conditions kind of change. Wedify has totally got you covered there, which is super cool. We want to make sure that you're definitely pricing for profitability, but it'd be interesting to see if you're actually pricing too low and if you raise your prices and made more money, if you would actually sell more because the perceived value sometimes spikes up. You can sign up for the waitlist for the Shopify app right now. Head on over to wedify.com. There's a link on their homepage and you're going to get 50% off your prescription. And we're going to have a link to the Whatify site at the show notes in this episode, or you can just head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/Whatify. And if you're testing out their Etsy app, you can use the code Flourish and Thrive as you check out to get your 50% off. It's super cool, super excited about this. I'm like, finally, they're doing an app for Shopify, which is super smart call. So anyway, I want to dive right into these five tweaks that you can make to your emails right now, because this is really going to help you get some traction, get some results, and make some amazing tweaks right away to your email sequences, which is going to be super fun. And or your broadcast emails. Like, one of the things that he did clarify was that all the things that they tried here were for broadcast emails, not necessarily drip sequences that were going out. So we're going to assume a few things here, and I'm going to just run through the assumptions right now, is that you're focused on building your email list constantly, that you're sending out consistent emails, and you have regular email following, and you're kind of tracking your email growth. So this is really, really important. This also assumes that you are working on split testing and trying out different headlines to see what is actually getting people to open your emails. So headlines are super important depending on what it is. And I'm going to be sharing more things that I learned at this conference with you later on in the episode, but a lot of it has to do with the type of stuff that you're actually putting out in your newsletters, in your emails, and in your broadcast sequences, because you don't always want to be pitching, but we're assuming that you are focused on a promotion during this sequence. And you can use some of these tactics for every email that you send out, which is really cool. So one of the first things that he talked about, above and beyond some of the other things that I just shared with you, is that they tested over at Boom was that they used unique headers for the specific broadcast sequence. So like, let's say that they were doing a Black Friday sale, they would use a special header for that. If they're doing a Valentine's Day sale, they'd use a special header for that, but all branded with their company logo and then also the company tagline. So if you have a tagline, this is a great place where you can put it. And guys, you don't need to necessarily reinvent the wheel here. You can have a very similar header on all of these things and tweak it just a little bit for each of the promotions if you definitely want to do that. So he had definitely company name and logo, a beautiful design, and your tagline on that header right at the top of the email. And that sort of helps people see like, oh, okay, this is by Tracy Matthews Jewelry, or this is by like XYZ Jewelry Brand, or this is Jane Smith Jewelry, or whatever it is. Right away, they know what they're getting. One of the things that I think is really underutilized, and I've taught about this before, but it was just a good reminder to sort of bring it back into the forefront, is that a lot of people do not leverage the use of graphical types of images within the body of their email, especially for call to action buttons. So there's a couple of things that you can do for CTAs or call to action buttons, and you can actually put them on top of a graphic that you're actually posting in the email. So the image that you're actually sharing with your audience. But you can also create little buttons, things that look like buttons that you can click, like a little rectangle that has text on it, almost like a clickable image. On some platforms, you can build in CSS code if you want to get super techie. You can make this super simple and just like insert an image, a button shaped thing that in your email, and make that image clickable to whatever it is that you're selling. So that strong CTA would be shop the collection now, I grab your 50% off before it expires. You name it, you got it. But those call to action buttons tend to work a lot better than just linked text. So it's a great way for you to get a lot more results from your email efforts. And, you know, it does take a little bit of time, but you can create sort of an arsenal of some of these graphics and things that you can reuse over and over again. So you don't have to keep recreating it or reinvent the wheel. So graphics in the body of the email, or CTA graphics, excuse me, in the body of the email that are shaped like little call to action buttons can do wonders to increase conversions. People love, love, love clicking on things. Get creative with this too. Like, this is an awesome way to get people to take an action inside your email. Go read your blog post if you're just doing a regular newsletter. Create engagement and nurturing if you're just sending out a nurture sequence or sharing something with someone. Those things are really important, that sort of graphical imagery, to help people take the next step. And speaking of graphics, I think anytime you're designing a graphic and you're putting it in your email, it's important to have a highly visual image, but also have a little bit of text on there sharing what it is. And also, as I mentioned earlier, the call to action button actually designed into the graphic. If you haven't used it before, Canva is a great resource to design super beautiful, high fashion style, editorial style graphics super easily because they create a lot of already done for you templates in there. Super easy to use. And you can just sort of cut and paste or put your own images in there. You can even have templates in there for your own, put your fonts in there, put your branding guidelines, your colors, all that stuff. So it's just a great, great platform. If you have not used Canva, make sure that you do it now. I just want to like dot the I and cross the T on this thing with the buttons though. He also tested one more thing that was really interesting, and that was link text and the color of the link text. So they did a split test where they sent out a group of emails with a blue link, which is the normal linked text look, and a pink link, which is their branded colors. And he thought that for sure the blue link was going to win. But when they got the split test back, the pink link won by a ton. So there's two lessons here. Test out what color you're using your link text. Maybe make it branded colors for whatever your brand is. And also make sure that you start split testing. And you can do this very simply by splitting up your email list and sending one email to half the list and one email to the other list. You can also use a split testing software, which is going to give you the best results that you can integrate with things like MailChimp. And I actually think that MailChimp does split testing now. So it's a great opportunity for you to actually use it. So just like these little tweaks, these just little things that you can keep testing are brilliant. So I would have never thought that changing the color of the link text would make a big difference, but apparently it can, depending on your audience. So split test those things because it's super fun. So the next thing that was an amazing tweak that, you know, I've heard before many, many times, and we've actually tested them over here at Flourish and Thrive, and I've used them in my emails for tracymatthews.com, are using GIF images. And GIF images are those images that move. You've probably seen them on Facebook, you know, they look like short little videos or boomerangs or something like that. But they're not actually videos. It's a type of photo that you can insert into an email that actually will move when someone opens up your email and looks at it. Automatically just plays. And you could do fun things like, you know, show, you know, your jewelry moving or show like someone picking up a piece of jewelry and putting it on. You know, I saw someone once do a little scene where they made the jewelry like crawl across the page. There's a lot of different things that you could do. And on that GIF, you can have a shop now button. Guess what? Everything can have a shop now button or buy this or check out the collection, whatever it is that you're working on. Grab the discount, get the Black Friday sale, grab this bundle before it's sold out, you know, whatever it is. And this is another reminder. This is also not a tweak, but just like general common sense whenever you're doing promotions is you definitely want to have a hard deadline. Deadlines absolutely 100% work. People thrive in this format of scarcity, knowing that if they don't get in now, that they're going to miss out. And you have to be hard with these deadlines. You can't like, you know, say like, oh, sure, I'll give you the discount 3 days after it's over. You know, be hard and firm on it so people learn. Even if you miss the sale at that time, because if, you know, you don't want to train people to only buy from you on sale. You want them that if you do offer a sale, that they take you up on it right away and not wait. So keep that in mind and make sure that you use GIFs in your email. You can make them easily over at giphy.com/create/GIF maker. And giphy.com is spelled G-I-P-H-Y. We'll also link this over in the show notes over at flourishthriveacademy.com/episode141. So you have probably heard me talk about using Facebook Messenger to connect with and nurture your audience, to create an autoresponder sequence, to automatically message people when they engage with your brand on Facebook and in multiple different ways. There's so many ways that you can use Messenger. In fact, I even did a podcast on it. I'll make sure that I link it. It's episode number 116, how to use Messenger bots to increase sales, build your list, and nurture customer relationships. Super awesome episode. And there's also another episode that I want to mention here because it's on episode 87. For those of you who are still trying to grow your email list, I definitely think it's worth a listen. Or even if you've been building your email list for a while, I always think it's a good idea to go back to some of the basics. So check out episode number 87, how to build an email list for your jewelry e-commerce business. That's going to help you kind of get the foundational aspects of these email marketing strategies nailed in and a list big enough to make it matter, right? So remember, it's not the quantity of the people on your list. It's the quality of the people on your list. All right, so back to Messenger, now that I took a little sidebar. One of the things that you could do in your emails is use a ref URL, R-E-F URL. You can find that in ManyChat. I use ManyChat for my Messenger bot stuff over here at Flourish and Thrive and for my Tracy Matthews jewelry business. And in the growth tools, you can pick up a ref URL. And basically what that does is that will send someone directly to Messenger from an email. And you could deliver special bundles, discounts, bonuses, offers, like all different sorts of things straight through Messenger. So this, what this does is twofold. It, number one, subscribes people to your Messenger bot so that you can communicate with them in multiple ways and multiple channels, because not everyone sees every single email that you send out. And it's also an opportunity for you to have more of a conversation with people in much shorter bursted spurts, like texting with someone. So this is a really great opportunity. Let's say you're having a Valentine's Day sale, or let's say you're having a Mother's Day sale, since Mother's Day is coming up after we do this, or some sort of Mother's Day gift box. You can say, hey, I have 5 of these gift boxes available. Click this link and I'll deliver you the special code or the special link where you can find these one-of-a-kind or special pieces that no one else can grab. Click here and type the word I love mom in the command. And that's sort of the code that will get the Messenger bot to respond with the proper link. And that link can be sent to, will be sent to someone's Messenger, and they can just click straight from that Messenger to go take you up on your offer to grab whatever it is. You can use this for discounts. You can use it for contests. You can use it for like a gajillion different things. But it's just a really awesome way to sort of connect with people in multiple different ways. And Messenger, you know, they did some statistics, like email open rates, you know, average anywhere from 17 to 30%, depending on the size of your list and how engaged your list is. And in some cases, it's even going down from that, depending on your email service provider and a lot of other variables, which I'm not going to go into right now. But they show that Messenger bots, the statistics are that up to 97% of people open a Messenger message on Facebook. Now, we are definitely at the forefront of this phenomenon, and things will definitely be changing probably within the next years or so, because as people start using more Messenger bots, people might become a little bit more immune to actually reacting with them. But you want to get people trained who are, you know, part of your community, part of your, like your fan list, people who are actually, you know, wanting to hear from you, engaged from the get-go and from the start. So it's a really great way to do this. And you can use a ref URL in your email, link directly to your Messenger bot, and deliver an awesome offer. And the more click-throughs you get on your email, the more people opening your email, the better it is for your deliverability and metrics all around. So this is just a great, great strategy. So I am excited because this last little tweak that I'm going to share with you is my 100% favorite one of all of them. In fact, mind blown, explode the head with this one, because it's something I never thought about, and it's something that is so easy to do. So all of us are required at the footer of every email to have an unsubscribe link. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. You can't remove it, so that's not what I'm going to tell you to do. But also thinking about redesigning the footer. What is it that you want to share with people? So one of the things that Ezra shared was, not only did he have social links in there, that's totally cool and fine, but he also had basically client case studies at the bottom of every email. But it was basically just a picture of 3 women who were using the Boom product. And like, let's just call them Laura, Kelsey, and Jenny. Laura, Kelsey, and Jenny, it was just their picture there. And it just said Laura's story, Jenny's story, Kelsey's story. And you could click straight from the email, not only to read a testimonial, but even if someone didn't click through on those images, it provided social proof, like, oh, these people have great stories to talk about with the product. So super great idea. You can add that in your email template and swap out the stories occasionally if you have people who are willing to do case studies for you, or you want to feature images of happy customers, which is all good. But the genius thing is really about the unsubscribe box. So Ezra had his own version, which I'm not going to share because I feel like that's his version of it. But I did a little tweaking in a way that I thought would actually work for designers in our community. And so feel free to borrow this. I would definitely change the wording to make it sound like you. This is a lot more of Ezra's style of writing, but I sort of tweaked it to how it would work for a jewelry designer. So at the footer of the email, you would have in that where that unsubscribe box is, you have to have the unsubscribe link, but you can also add additional text, which is something I never really thought about. And I'm sure a lot of you didn't think about that too, which is just a really great way to connect with your audience. So I'm going to give you just a sample template. Please tweak it. Don't just like rip this. You want to make sure that you're changing it for your community. This was sort of molded off of what Ezra shared. So you can have at the bottom of the email where that at the footer where the unsubscribe box goes. Thank you so much for supporting, and then enter your company name right there. We are so happy to have you as part of a community. In fact, we strive to curate a community of enter your dream client identifier and a desired result. We are a local family-owned business, and emails are an important way for us to share new collection launches, discounts for our VIPs, and updates on our brand. This is also a section where you can talk about what you stand for, that your product's handmade or whatever it is. If you'd like to unsubscribe, click here. That's where they can unsubscribe right there. Or you can tell us how we can improve our experience in the Jenny Smith Jewelry community by clicking here, or enter your business name right there, community, by clicking here. And that clicking here link would go to a form or something where they can just give you feedback, or even it would hit reply to the email where people could just respond. It's just a great way to prevent people from unsubscribing. Thank you so much for your continued support. And you could even sign it off. XO Jenny Smith Jewelry. If your name is Jenny Smith, you know, whatever. So here's the whole thing properly filled out. I just made up a jewelry brand called Red Poppy Jewelry. So let's see how this goes. Thank you for supporting Red Poppy Jewelry. We strive to curate a community of high-achieving women who want to look stylish and feel beautiful every single day without having to think too much about it. We're so happy to have you as part of our tribe. We are a local family-owned business with a commitment to handmade, handcrafted goods made in our studio in Minnetonka, Iowa. Emails are an important way for us to share new collection launches, discounts for our VIPs, and updates on our brand. If you'd like to unsubscribe, click here. Or you can tell us how we can improve your experience in the Red Poppy community by clicking here. Thank you so much for your continued support. XO, Jenny Smith of Red Poppy Jewelry. There you go. That it's like super easy and something that you could use and implement today or on your next email broadcast. So definitely highly recommend that you do this. And I know that a lot of you are really trying to increase conversions on your website and also improve your emails and make sure that they're actually like doing the work for you, because email still is, no matter what people say, it's the best way to make sales. And in fact, we've split tested a lot of different things over here at Flourish and Thrive, and also sort of analyze some of the data from our members in our SOS community who are running ads and doing different things. And email is always the winner. What you want to do, you use these ads and all these other support tools to eventually get people to subscribe to email lists or messenger bots where you can actually communicate with them on an ongoing basis. So different than social media, because you don't own those contacts. You won't own the messenger contacts either, but it's a better way. It's a different way to communicate with than just like passively posting on social media, hoping that someone engages. This is like a way for you to clearly, concisely, directly communicate with people who want to hear from you. And that's what you need to remember. It's not the size of your list. A small and mighty list is much more powerful than a big, weak list. So I just want to remind you that. And I know that some of you are really trying to get better conversions on your website. So I would love to share with you a new resource that we just created called 27 Conversion Crushers. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/conversion crushers and grab it. Or we'll also have the link over at the show notes at flourishthriveacademy.com/episode141. So you could just grab it there. I'll have all the links of the things that I've mentioned here, including links to the offer from our sponsor, Whatify. Go check it out. If you are on Shopify, sign up for the waitlist on this. This is a great way to know. Who knows? You could be making even more margin off your jewelry. What if the split test comes back and you're using the Whatify application and you find out that you're charging $5 more or $10 more for your jewelry is actually going to sell more jewelry? Bonus, because you're making more money and also selling more jewelry. All right. This is Tracy Matthews signing off till next time. I'm super excited to be here every single week on Thrive by Design. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done it yet, I would love for you to give us a rating and review. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/iTunes. That will take you straight to our iTunes Thrive by Design page, where you can actually give us a little rating and review. Tell us what you think of the show. This really helps us and improve the content, cater the conversation around what's going to help you the most. All right. Thank you so much for being here today. I look forward to supporting you next week.